And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, Mid-Missouri source for in-depth news, diverse talk, music of the world. It's more than radio, it is community radio coming to you live on the air, 89.5 FM, and streaming live on the web at kopn.org. My name is Mike Hagan, and it's 9 o'clock on Friday morning, and that means it's time for Open Mic Radio. It's August 24th, and welcome to the program. I guess first Friday in a long time where I haven't had to say that it's going to be really hot and sweaty. It was kind of cool and rainy. Actually, looking like it's clearing up a little bit, but I'm telling you, all summer it has just been hot and heavy. So anyway, enjoy the day today. We've got my friend Dave Durnley will be joining us here in a little bit. Play a few songs, talk about some stuff coming up. I'll play some other things in the meantime here. I've got some recorded material that I'm going to share with you today, some of which I came across last weekend and did some fun stuff out and about town. So we'll talk a little bit about that down here as we move into the program. But I just want to say hello first. Thanks for listening last week. Got a lot of nice emails and a couple of suggestions for bands to bring on the program here. So we'll keep all that stuff in mind and see what we can do in the future. In the meantime, let's listen to a song here to get things going by Rae Fitzgerald. She's an artist that is a local regional young lady, very talented. Saw her perform at Fortune Fest last Saturday, and I enjoy her music a lot. So here's one from Rae, and we'll be back in just a few minutes and hopefully catch up with Dave Durnley in a little bit here, okay? All right, it's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio, 89.5 FM, KOPN Columbia.
I wanna be the name you call to your sick bed. The medicine fails to calm you, I'll be left holding the light of God, living the dark of man.
Darkest days, copper and genocide.
All right, lovely song there from Ms. Ray Fitzgerald, and hoping to have her on the radio program here sometime in probably in the month of October. Anyway, if you get a chance to see her out and about, don't miss it, because she's real talented and a real fun performer too. Kind of a silly storyteller as well. So anyway, okay, it's about 5 minutes after nine. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. I'm going to say hello to my friend Dave Durnley, who just walked in the door. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you coming down on a rainy morning.
Yeah, well, it was pretty rainy at the Bluff, but I made it out.
What's the road like out there? Are you gravel road primarily?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's down at the end of Route M, so, I mean, that's gravel, but, you know.
Right.
The road down through the bottoms is gravel. I try to avoid pavement if at all possible anyway.
Yeah, every time I bring my truck in, they're like, man, where do you live? Just dust and grime all over things. So anyway, all right. So we really didn't plan this too much. Kind of came up quickly, but I remember you guys have a show. The Daves have a show coming up next week. Is that right?
We do have a show next week. It's at the Catfish Katie's down in the river. It's on Friday night, and that, I believe, is the 31st. Yeah, it's for the Daves.
All right.
And it'll be me and Dave Angle, who is the real world called him away this morning.
That's right. So, yeah, he's got lawyering to do.
Yeah, I've got his proxy, though, so I may make comments he regrets.
But, right.
Yeah, we'll be there, and I think Tony Loffin's going to join us, and Justin Hinkerson, too.
Awesome. You have Justin playing a little bit of drums.
Yeah, we'll have a little four-piece going.
All right. Well, like I always say, you never know kind of who's going to show up when the Daves are playing. I guess it's kind of like that way with a lot of you guys. Speaking of that, on Wednesday night, I enjoyed seeing you and some of the scrappers, I guess.
The Scrap Run
show. Yeah, and the Ridge Runners. So anyway, what happened, for those unfamiliar, most of the members from, I guess, everybody except Paul.
Paul, right. He had to go out of town.
So Paul Weber and the Scrappers, minus Paul, and then the Ridge Runners, which is, of course, Tim Carey and Justin and Noel and
Josh.
And Josh. All of them got together and did what they called a Scrap Run, and it was down there at Cooper's Landing on Wednesday night, and that turned out to be a hell of a show, and my God, what a crowd.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Well, Jeff Barrow, you know, had retired from River Relief as the director, and they had a little really nice gathering for him, and you know, a more deserving guy I can't think of, but so we kind of had a built-in crowd with that.
They were all a lot of people stuck around after Jeff's thing.
Yeah, I don't know what goes on Wednesday nights down there, but that was the right one to play.
You are kidding. I was like, oh, you sure this is a Wednesday night?
Yeah, and that whole thing came off. We got together and we did a couple practices and...
Yeah, I mean, as a listener, one with a reasonably discerning ear, because I hear you guys all the time, I thought it sounded pretty damn good.
Well, and we all knew Tim Carey songs anyway, you know, from seeing him around town.
Well, and that's right, you performed all Tim songs.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was totally foreign to us.
So. Right, right. What do you know about the river? You spend a lot of time down there on the river. Since we were mentioning it, I'm sure you're an advocate, but how much time do you actually spend down there?
Well, I live right on the bluff above the river, so I spend... pretty much all my time down there.
That's where you get some of those great photographs.
Yeah, I it's my personal duty. I take it to patrol the river bottoms and make sure things are square down there.
Well, I don't know what we do without you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not like it used to be. It's like, man, you can go down there on a Saturday afternoon now, and there's people everywhere. It's, you know, it's a pretty popular destination, where it used to be I could park in the middle of the road and leave the door to the truck open and walk off down on the bank for a while and not worry about it. But you know, a lot more people have discovered it, and
yeah
especially, you know, in summertime and the weekends.
Right All right, well, the last time that I saw you here at the station, you and your cohort Dave Angle were down here, and Tony was here too, all three of you.
Yeah,
and you guys played some songs, and that was right before we did the album release party that was at Logboat.
Back in
July. How'd that go?
And, that went great, man. It was hot, so we were a little worried about that. I mean, it was brutally hot, but we just kind of pushed the time back a little bit. Bart Bean did a set to open up,
right.
And you know, by the time the music started, the sun was getting low, and man, there was a great crowd. We had a really good night, so that, you know, that kind of it's always fun at Logboat.
I mean, right,
you know,
right.
Those guys, that's, you know, they're local heroes.
I'll tell you what, they've done it right. I'm talking about executing a business plan effectively. I mean, they really kind of came out. You know, just came out of the gate smoking and really, really never stopped.
And, and they haven't slowed down yet.
You know? Yeah, they were a big part of that Fortune Fest that went on last Saturday that was down at Rose.
Uh-huh.
I think they were one of the sponsors, and that turned out to be a great event. Ray was there, you know, who I just played. Ray Fitzgerald and the Royal Furs played, and a few other bands that weren't particularly local. There was a band called Radke that came from they're three young men from St. Joe or somewhere around St. Louis. You familiar?
I've heard of them. I don't know those guys.
Holy crap! Yeah. All right, man.
Everybody loves them, though.
I mean, they extremely energetic and really skilled musicians. Just a three-piece. You got a bass player, drummer, and a guitar player who sings. But, I mean, I don't know, a cross between the Ramones and... remember that band Living Color?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that. I mean, the guitar player can just tear it up.
Oh,
right?
Wow. That's...
Yeah. Anyway, real good.
What was that guy's name? Vernon Reed.
Vernon Reed. Like him. I wonder if he's out in the scene still doing anything.
I don't know.
I wish Kevin Walsh was here. He would know.
Yeah.
Kevin, if you know, call us and let us know.
That's a pretty good combination, the Ramones and, you know.
Yeah, that's really, I don't know why I said that, but they were definitely had a punk edge, but straight ahead rock and roll, too. Uh-huh. I mean, just really, really skilled. I'm going to play a song by them a little bit later, I think, maybe, I think you're going to boogie a little bit, I know you can't stay the whole hour. I know you had something going on. So, all right. So while we do have you, though, let's have you play a song. But anyway, yeah, Logboat's great. Rose has been great. We've got such a great opportunity to see live music around here. I'm always thrilled. You know,
the Cafe Berlin. You know, it's like, man, it's a great town for music.
Well, and this place, the Station House at Catfish Katie's, where you guys are playing next week. Have you done a show out there yet?
Yeah, I've been down there. I've played with several groups down there, and it's always been a good time. You know, it's the last time I was down there, I think John Galbraith and Nikki were playing down there.
Another one of my favorites.
It was a brutally hot day, and I thought, oh, geez, I'll go down and see those guys. Didn't have anything, you know, show them a little love. But, you know, it's covered in there where you eat, and they had some big fans going, and it was really pretty pleasant. You know, so on a hot day, it's shady. There's lots of room for the kiddies to go out and play in the grass, and it's right by the trail. So it's a nice mix of folks that you see down there.
All right. That show that you guys are playing, is it during the day or is it in the evening?
It's in the evening, and I believe, I'll have to look at the event here, but I think it's 7 o'clock is when we start.
Okay. All right, why don't you play a song for us, and then we'll get back and chat a little bit more.
All right.
All right, everybody, this is Dave Dernley. You're listening to him here on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan, and it's Open Mic Radio. What do you got, Dave?
This is called Choose the Bottle or Choose Me.
Okay.
It's pretty much self-explanatory.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I wish I was a sailing man out on the sea. Warm wind to fill my sails, carry me away from all the heartache, away from all the pain. Well, I wish I had the gift of gab, the devil's silver tongue. I'd talk you out of danger, another battle won. Talk you out of darkness, out into the light. Choose the bottle or choose me. Well, there's room for two, but there ain't room for three. Choose the bottle. Well, I wish I was a gambling man with profit more than gold. I'd gamble with the devil, one card for my soul, one card for the sinners, one card for the saints. Or if I was a man of science armed with my degrees, I'd
Call the gambler from his game, the sailor from the seas. I'd have all those to stand up who are down on the knees. Choose the bottle or choose me. Well, there's room for two, but there ain't room for three. Choose the bottle or choose me.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, David.
It's a little early.
It's not. It sounds fantastic, actually. You probably weren't drinking last night. I can tell your voice sounds good.
Yeah, no, but, you know, all this wet weather is like, I like to cool in the wet, but, man, the mold and the, yeah. You know how it is. Those yeah. old farts have allergies and stuff. So
mine, not quite yet, but September usually for me, I'm usually just looking around the corner waiting for it to hit me. So so far it hasn't yet. But anyway, all right, great song. That is called "Choose the Bottle" or "Choose Me."
Choose Me.
Is that a recently written song or an older one?
That's from last year, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Is that one that just one that you perform personally, or is that one that you plan on recording with one of the bands?
I think that one might be on my SoundCloud page. I'm not sure. I got a bunch of songs and they kind of rotate in and out of my head.
We should mention that while we're talking about it. If you're looking for music for Dave or the Daves, how could people find your
stuff? Well, the Daves you can find on Bandcamp. We have, like we were talking there, of our new record that hasn't been out very long. It is on 180 gram vinyl, so we actually made a vinyl record. We don't have any CDs. But you can download it. The vinyl itself, the albums come with a download card, and through Bandcamp you can download them. But you can go to Bandcamp, look for the Daves, and we're there. My stuff, I don't have too many CDs left anymore. I used to have a bunch of them, and I kind of got rid of them all. But I do have lots of stuff on Bandcamp, and I'm always... You know, I think I've got 80 songs up there or something. And they just
find you under Dave Durnley.
Yeah, I put them on, I take them off, and, you know, that's just kind of my little experiment with the world.
It's pretty cool, actually, SoundCloud, that you can do that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, SoundCloud's great.
The Daves, I found you.
Okay.
All right, yeah, so on Bandcamp, all you got to do is type in the Daves, and you're there. In fact, we'll probably play something from your record before we head out of here today. But anyway, okay, so cool. So down at the Station House next Friday night, and that's the 31st of August. Check out the Daves. It'll be Dave Durnley, Dave Angle. Tony will be blowing the saxophone, and Justin will be tapping on the skins too. So that'll be one to check out. I'm going to try to make it down there, Dave, for sure.
Oh, great!
I've had a lot of fun down by the river this summer. I'm down at Cooper's certainly more than the last few years, and since they did the renovation down there at Catfish Katie's, it's really cool.
Yeah, it's. It's nice to have another place. You know, you can't have too many places. A musician will never tell you there's too many places to go out.
Right. So. Let's see. Speaking of that, at the Station House this weekend, Abigail Rose and Dennis Lane. You know Dennis, right? The guy who was playing slide.
Sure do.
Or plays pedal steel. He performed with Todd a couple of shows over the last couple of weeks. So
yeah, I know they played up at Logboat one night, and I missed that as well.
Yeah, they did a show at Cooper's maybe two Saturdays ago.
So, yeah, that's right.
Anyway, so yeah, Abigail Rose, Dennis Lane, that's at Station House tonight. And then tomorrow there's the Alex Fincher Band live at the Station House. I'm not familiar with the Alex Fincher Band, but...
Yeah, I don't know them either.
Yeah. Let's see what else is happening. At Berlin, Jody Seabody and the Whirls. That's supposed to be a great show. I'm not real familiar, but I've heard a couple people over the week... Speaking of Jody Seabody, you familiar?
I'm not, but you know the thing about Cafe Berlin, it's kind of like your favorite restaurant. You know, you go in and the chef has a special.
Right.
You go, man, I'd never order that. And that didn't sound. And then you get it and you're like, wow. And I've found, to be quite truthful with you, Cafe Berlin to be like that. There's a lot of bands that I don't know just because, you know, I'm probably a little long in the tooth from some of those guys. Mm-hmm. But man, Matt down there does a great job, and it's just there's always something good, and they're not stuck in one genre.
Right, you know? You get all kinds
you'll
of different stuff.
You'll go and hear some ambient stuff, and you'll go hear blues. And you, I mean, that's what I like. I like to have anything that's not like everything else.
Right. All right. Well, I think you're probably going to get something like that this weekend at Berlin. So, Jody Seabody and the Whirls. That's tonight, 8 o'clock, and then tomorrow, Paul Cherry, who's a sort of a country artist, I think. No?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so that's going on at Berlin. What else? Cooper's. What's going on at Cooper's this weekend, Paul? Dave?
I couldn't tell you that either.
The Woodsmiths tonight.
Oh, the Woodsmiths.
Yeah, they're great, actually. Sure. I ran into Corey, the kid who plays drums for them, a few days ago down at Booch's, and I'm going to try to get them here on the program here one of these days.
Oh, yeah, sure. Corey and his gypsy drum kit.
That's right. That's a funky setup he's got, right?
It is.
Yeah.
He makes it good, though.
Yep. Then you got open mic on Saturday at 1 o'clock at Cooper's. You got Dennis Lane again playing at 4:30, and then Naked Dave. That ain't you, I don't think, is it?
No, it's Dave Bandy.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding.
People are always asking me that. They say, "Are you Naked Dave?" I'm like, "Nope, I'm fully clothed, Dave."
Right. So you can catch Naked Dave probably with some clothes on at least, though, on Saturday night. And
I think Naked Dave is having like a kind of a little all star thing. Marley Manger is gonna play with them. I believe that's correct. Maybe I shouldn't talk out of turn, but
yeah,
local phenomenon that's gone off in the world and plays sax and
guitar
and all kinds of stuff. And Donnie Lean, it seems like somebody else is playing with him, but I can't really remember.
All right, well, that might be one to check out too. So, and then of course, you got Happy Hour tonight at Rose. It looks like Flyover Country tonight at Rose, and then Many Colored Death is playing. Great rock and roll band. If you like pretty straight ahead rock and roll, great drummer too. I forget the girl's name, plays the drums with them, but she just kicks it.
Many Colored Death is one of those bands. Like, well, we've got several of those here in town, but you know, they could just go anywhere. And
yeah, kind of like Don't Mind Dying. In the same sort of vein. In fact, that's another one. I'd love to get BC in here to do a little acoustic set or something. Right?
Oh no, that'd be pretty wild.
Yeah, I wonder if we could. I'm gonna have to go down to Clicks and see if we can pull that off. So anyway, okay. So that's pretty much what's going on around town tonight. Tomorrow, you got Midmo Pride Fest tomorrow at Rose, and that's a bunch of different bands. The Blue Janes, you got Violet and the Undercurrents, Chorus, Vigil and the Thieves, and the Adaptation. And stick around for the program that airs after Open Mic Radio here. Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts will be on at 10 o'clock, and she's got a show that's going to be dedicated to Midmo Pride Fest and have a bunch of really interesting guests on the program. Should be pretty fun, actually. And really, I mean, we're talking drag queens and everything in the next hour and a half, so stick around and check that out, all right?
Okay. You're going to spark up a little bit on Friday morning around here.
That's right. Wake up, Columbia. Wait, that's somebody else's program. This is the real one, though, I think. All right, so speaking of that, let's get... You got time for maybe one, maybe two more songs?
Yeah, I can do a couple more.
All right, I've got one request, and you don't have to play it, but I want... You know the song Old Coal Burning Train from the Scrappers record? That I recognize that has a credit to you as the songwriter.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that, and maybe you mentioned it, but... I'd like to kind of hear you do your version of that song since you wrote it. I love that whole record, but that's a great song.
All right.
So maybe play that one if you like, and if not, anything else. So
I might close out with that one then.
Okay, cool.
I was thinking right now maybe doing a Mike Marshall song.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Mike Marshall, for people that don't know him, is, of course, with the Royal Furs now, formerly of Lunar Mansion.
Right, right. And really really playing good guitar these days.
Yeah, nice guy and good songwriter, so... Anyway, this was called King of My Living Room.
All right, this is Dave Durnley. You're listening to it here on KOPN's Open Mic Radio. Shout out to Mike Danger. This one's for him, I guess.
Right on. Howdy, Mike. Well, it's been just stupendous ever since you've been gone. In fact, I've been having a ball. Become accustomed to drinking alone. It's more fun than not drinking at all. Me and Jack Daniels hang out every night, letting the good times just roll. Got a beer in my left and a shot in my right, and 29 keystones to go.
but I can see how you think that I've been losing my mind since you left me there holding my spoon. But don't worry about me, everything's fine. I'm the king of my living room. Got my tuxedo t-shirt and my Burger King crown. My throne is my reclining chair. I can survey my kingdom by looking around. I feel like I'm a millionaire. I took down the pictures that remind me of you and set them on fire in the yard, along with your perfume and the clothes you wore too. But don't think I'm taking this hard. Well, I can see how you think that I've been losing my mind since you left me there holding my spoon. But don't worry about me, baby, everything's fine. I'm the king of my living room. Now if you see me out having the time of my life, don't even think to come back. Just have to face it that my sorry ass is the best thing that you've ever had. But I can see how you think that I've been losing my mind since you left me there holding my spoon. But don't worry about me, baby, everything's fine. I'm the king of my living room.
Oh yeah. I love it.
Thanks, Mike, for letting me steal your song.
That's a great song. I didn't know Danger was writing stuff like that.
Oh yeah, Danger writes. He's, you know, he's a quiet guy. He didn't mouth off a lot like most of us do.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
he does his thing. You got to kind of figure it out for yourself.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that one, Dave. Mm-hmm. All right, give me a second here. I would like to say KOPN thanks our listener sponsors, the Columbia Missourian, for support of our programming. The Columbia Missourian has been a community news source since 1908. The Missourian provides city, university, and local politics, sports, news, striving to raise issues that illustrate Mid-Missouri and its citizens. Subscribers to the Missourian can have the news delivered to their home or business. Copies are also available daily at newsstands around town or 24/7 at thecolumbiamissourian.com. The Columbia Missourian, a community news source since 1908. Thanks for the underwriting and the sponsorship. We appreciate that. And I also would like to mention that you always want to catch the Real Deal Country Show Monday afternoons from 3 to 5 p.m. Catch the Real Deal Country Show with host Woody Atkins. If you like classic, traditional country, Ameripolitan, the kind you rarely hear on commercial country radio stations, you will love the Real Deal Country Show. It's right here on KOPN 89.5 FM. And again, that's 3 to 5 p.m. Monday afternoons. Great show that Woody does every week, and always some interesting music and new stuff that I get to kind of listen into on his program. I always hear stuff that I didn't know. Anyway, okay, one last thing. We were talking about shows, Dave, and the Blue Note has tonight, actually Diana should probably know about this, it's the Silent Disco, Diana, tonight at the Blue Note, hosted by Old Man Rager. Uh-huh. And then there's a bunch of DJs and some other bands and stuff that I can't really pronounce. So that's tonight. And then tomorrow at the Blue Note, Rashida, which is an all-white affair. Looney G, Big Homie Meech, and Nick Danger. Okay, so that's what's going on. And then don't forget, next weekend for sure, Station House on Friday. Catch Dave and Dave and Dave and Dave.
Yeah, Dave and Dave and Dave and Dave.
Yeah. Okay, so Dave Durnley, we got a couple more minutes. Why don't you maybe play one more? You got anything else you want to chat about?
No, yeah. Actually, I could do a couple more, if that's all right, if you want to hear Colburn and Train.
Absolutely.
I kind of decided today I was going to do stuff that I don't do too much anymore. I don't do a whole lot of solo stuff anymore, but when I do, you kind of find yourself sneaking back to the old comfortable ones.
Yeah, the ones you loved from back in the day.
So I thought maybe I'd play a couple different ones.
Fantastic. As many as you like. You're welcome to stay here as long as you like, my friend.
All right.
Yeah, I'm certainly not rushing out the door. I'd stay here all afternoon if we could do it. So
somebody, we'd have to hole up here.
Yeah,
what was that movie where the guys took over that? They took over the radio station?
Yeah, it was... what the hell was it called? And they were trying to promote their record, right?
Yeah, so I'm really not feeling that energetic this morning.
Yeah,
but I guess if we had to, we could.
It was funny. I remember seeing that. All right, so we got another couple many as we can get out of Dave Durnley here. So let's hear something else, Dave.
All right, this one's called "I Know Your Secret."
Oh, I like it.
I know your secret, now it's mine, dormant from our guilt, but we can wake it up from time to time. Lives in my memory, stays behind the line, until I need it, and I call it, once again it's mine. Now come closer, so I can tell that you remember when we let it out, and I recall your smell and the touch of your fingers gently on my arm. We'll do harm, we'll do some harm. You let it be heard without speaking a word. The touch of your skin was all I heard. Your dark brown eyes bespeak all the lies. When I lay down beside you with a hand upon your thigh, excuses you make, not yet in your mind, but they're in mine, they're in mine. I know your secret, now you know mine. Have the power to hurt me, now that our secrets are entwined. We hide it deep, deep within. The day will come when it gets out to work its charms again. Always in fashion, just the right words. Touch of your skin was all I heard. I know your secret, covered in rust. Every now and then, we polish it with lust. Measure our love, was it all a miss? Just a kiss, forbidden kiss.
Oh yeah. I know your secret. Now yeah. It's mine. I love that. Right?
Right on.
Yeah. Fantastic. All right. That's Dave Durnley, everybody. And once again, fortunate to have Dave stop by and play some songs and chat a little bit with us this morning. Dave and a couple other Daves will be playing down at the Station House at Catfish Katie's next Friday. That's at 7 o'clock. So put that on your calendars and come on down to the river and hang out.
They've got good beer down there, and they've got really good food.
Yeah, good food.
I'm going to be there early enough for some catfish tacos myself.
Yeah, they really did a nice job down there.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Pleasant bunch, too.
Yeah. You know, next week, there's a young lady named Ina Cook who's going to be on the program here with me, and she actually has a new record, and they're going to do the album release at Cafe Berlin.
Oh, yeah.
Next, that's Friday night as well. So... since Ina's going to be on the program next week, I definitely got to mention that. But so if you're not going to go see Ina, go see the Daves. And if you're not going to go see the Daves, go see Ina.
Yeah.
Or something else, I guess. You know?
If you're not going to do that, stay home and write your own song.
That's right. You can pull a Danger and just sit in the living room and become right. A king, right?
That's right.
Okay. What else? Play us another one then, Dave.
Well, you want to hear Old Colburn and Train?
I want to hear Old Colburn and Train, sure.
Okay. I hope I can remember. Weber stole this song from me, and I do it different than he does. So I hope this comes off.
I think
we don't mishmash the two together.
Yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to hear it, because I'm familiar with the album version, which I really like.
Yeah, you know,
but I'm sure that obviously it probably has a different route.
Right,
so, all right. Once again, Dave Durnley on Open Mic Radio, KOPN Columbia. This is called "Old Colburn and Train." A great song from Dave's past, but also recorded and released on the Paul Weber and the Scrappers most recent record. Yeah. All right, here it is.
All right, thanks. I'm not traveling to Mars. Here on Earth is home, not out among the stars. Her memory like tattoos when I think. I let her put her mark on me, permanent like ink. Had my time upon the stage. Curtain rose, I took my cue and I read from the wrong page. I've always had a tendency to drift. Time now slows me down, my mind and fingers stiff. Put my old truck's in the driveway and I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. And an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal-burning train. When I wake, the morning's cool. And I wasted writing poetry like all the other fools. So I shiver in the dew, waiting for the sun to warm me like she used to do. But my old truck's in the driveway and I got money for some gas. I know I can't go anywhere but back into the past. Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through its veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal burning train. The track is grown up now in weeds. The men who drove the spikes are dead and time forgot their deeds. Roundhouse at the end of the line. Well, it's gone, the train can't turn around and go back into its time. For my old truck's in the driveway with a half a tank of gas. I got money in my pocket and I'm running from the past.
Life is for the living, fresh blood coursing through his veins. In an age of flying off to space, I'm an old coal burning train.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could remember all that or not.
Yeah, some couple extra verses.
Extra verse.
Yeah, that's a surprise. Fantastic, Dave. Thank you for playing that. It really is one of my favorite songs.
Oh, thank you, man. Great, I'm glad to hear that.
Great, great song. I listen to that record all the time. I'm looking forward to the Scrappers putting together some new stuff and maybe getting that on.
Yeah, we've been talking about that in the last few days, about getting together and doing another album.
Well, you got I know Weber's real busy in the summertime. He's got the Three Creeks Farm and all that him and Emily spend a lot of time at, I'm sure. And but you know, maybe over the fall winter months, you guys can put something together.
Yeah, I only see Weber on rainy days or after dark, basically.
Right.
Anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, that was a thrill on Wednesday to see so many of the old gang out and about to see you guys play. Even though Paul wasn't there, Emily was there, and John and Andy showed up. Hadn't seen those guys in a while since they were back from touring in Europe. That's the Hoot and Hollers, of course, we're talking about. And I don't know, just a bunch of
was down there.
Yeah, a bunch of old good friends down there. And some people from the station too. I ran into Dan Himmelgarten and Melinda, and just a good old bunch of folks down there that night.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got going this weekend?
This weekend, not much. I'm laying kind of low.
Yeah. I'm going to try to go see maybe some music tonight for happy hour. I don't know. We'll see. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot planned. So anyway, all right. Well, that was awesome. You want to play another one?
I think I'm pretty much done.
Gonna wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got a few more minutes here, so I'll stick around and play some stuff for you guys. But one more time, Dave Durnley. Thanks a lot. Dave, again, they can find you on SoundCloud, and the Daves can be found on Bandcamp now.
Yep. Dave's on Bandcamp. Paul Weber and the Scrappers are on Bandcamp,
of course,
as well.
Right. So, and throw a dollar or two their way. You can buy all those songs online. And the Dave's record, the actual vinyl, is, I know that it's being sold at Hit Records here.
Yes. Oh, I should have mentioned that. Thank you. Yep.
Yeah. So if you want a copy of that, there aren't that many, probably.
You can get it. Well, we got a few. If Hit Records runs out, we'll take them more.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, they're kind enough to carry it. And I might also mention that on the 7th of September, the Scrappers will be playing up at Logboat.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a fundraiser. I believe, I hope I don't get this wrong, Danceability. It's associated with that. We're gonna play a little thing, and they're gonna be raising funds for those guys, and that's a wonderful group.
All right. Awesome. Well, hey, I'm getting all kinds of text messages. I want to say, remember Mallory? Mallory
yeah.
White?
Oh, yeah.
Mallory's listening from Arizona, so I want to shout out, say hi to Mallory.
Oh.
And hi to my mom and dad up there in Illinois. I think my sister's listening in Florida. We've got people in Texas listening, and a couple people looks like are listening over there across the ocean. So, anyway, appreciate the listeners, and you had a nice treat today. I really wasn't sure if Dave was going to be able to spend much time with us, but he was, and I sure appreciate it, Dave.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.
All right, man. I'll catch up with you maybe later tonight.
All right.
Or sometime soon, I'm sure. All right. Okay, everybody, that's Dave Durnley. Once again, Catfish Katie's at the Station House next Friday, 7 o'clock. Check that out. Put it on your calendar, okay? All right, it's Mike. You're listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. And this is Open Mic Radio. Speaking of the Hoot and Hollers, I think I'm going to play one from the boys. And this one is called Further From Shore. I'll be back with you guys in just a few minutes.
Well, it's okay that you're leaving me lonely. Oh, it's okay that you make
change of plans. How'd you like that, John? I hope John and Andy were listening to that. They're like, what, Hagen?
I didn't do that, guys.
Nope, that was totally my, that was all on me. I will come back and play that song called Further From Shore in its entirety. However, Mr. Durnley has graciously conceded to play one more song. So I guess we'll get another one out of you, Dave.
All right.
All right, Dave Durnley, one more time.
This is called You Don't Need a Gun to Steal. Mr. Congressman, you don't speak for me. My dog ain't in your race, I've got no dark money. I don't have any strings to pull. I'm the fleece you spin into your wool. Mr. Congressman, I'm out here on my own, trying to stay alive and trying to keep my home. I don't have any friends well placed. I'm falling way behind in your race. You say you know just how I feel. I think you don't know what is real. Here's the deal. You don't need a gun to steal. Mr. Congressman, don't pray for me. You disguise your hate as love and greed as charity. I don't need God's ear. It ain't the devil that I fear. Mr. Congressman, there's homeless at your door. Their feet are muddy and they don't bathe anymore. What would Jesus do? I don't know, but neither do you. You say you know just how I feel. I think you don't know what is real. Here's the deal. You don't need a gun to steal. No, you don't need a gun to steal. All right, now I'm done.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? All right, that's a good way to finish up. Thank you, Dave, one more time. All right, everybody.
Somebody froze over.
It wouldn't be a Friday if you didn't, right? Okay, everybody, that's Dave Durnley. Enjoyed it. Thanks, Dave. And we'll talk to Dave again soon. And I can't say it too many times. Try to catch them next Friday, okay? All right, let's get back to the Hoot and Hollers here. And once again, this one is called Further From Shore. And we'll get through the whole song time this time, all right? All right, that's the Hoot and Hollers. Listening to it here on KOPN Columbia 89.5 FM. That is a song that's called Further From Shore. I think it's from their most recent record. I'm not sure. Maybe it's from Chillicothe Fireball. I forget. At any rate, check out the Hoot and Hollers. They're always out and about. I don't know what they'll be doing locally here this fall. I'm sure they got a show at some point. I just don't know when or where. And they're doing a lot of shows in St. Louis these days too. So anyway, if you get a chance, the Hoot and Hollers, okay? Now, earlier in the show, I mentioned that I saw this band called Radke on Saturday, and I've got time for a couple more here. So check out this band from St. Louis, and you'll know why I like them. This is Radke, and the song is called Not Smart. That's a song that's called Not Smart by Radke, a group of young musicians from the St. Louis area. Had the pleasure of seeing them last Saturday at the Fortune Fest out there at Rose Park, and they rock and rolled. It was awesome. So keep your eyes and ears open for Radke. If we can get a chance to get them back here in town, we'll drag them up here to the radio station. All right, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left of the show, so I guess I'll just kind of chat for a minute here. Make sure you stick around for Speaking of the arts, which comes on the air here in about 5 minutes, Diana Moxon will be hosting the show as always, and she has a program that is dedicated to the Mid-Mo Pride Fest, which is tomorrow at Rose Music Hall. So that'll be an interesting program, and probably get a couple chuckles while you're at it. I am going to be having Miss Ina Cook, hopefully. I'm pretty sure, but hopefully Ina Cook and maybe some of the members of her band will be here in the studio with me next Friday. She has a new record out, and the album release is next Friday at Cafe Berlin. So the Ina Cook band, check that out next Friday, and hopefully she'll be here on the radio with me as well. Okay. All right. If you want to get a hold of me, MikeHagan@MikeHagan.com. You can just send me an email. Once again, it's HAGAN. So Mike, HAGAN@MikeHagan.com. And if you have suggestions, or if you want to mention a band that you think I might feature on the program someday, or if you want to tell me that the program sucks, or if you want to tell me that you love me, anything, just be, you know, reasonably nice and I'll respond to you. If you're really rude, then I'll probably just delete it and put it in my block list. So anyway, that's the way things work these days, and you know, that's the way it goes. Friday the 24th of August and 2018, looks like it might clear up. I hope so, but either way, get out there and enjoy the day, enjoy the night, do something fun, and you know, be cool with your fellow folks. All right. It's Mike. You've been listening to KOPN Columbia's 89.5 FM, and this is Open Mic Radio. I'm going to play one last one here by Miss Ina Cook and the Ina Cook Band, and then you can stick around for Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts. Once again, KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. This has been Open Mic Radio. Off the wall.